We have not made any decision about arming the rebels or providing any arms transfers. So there has not been any need to discuss that at this point. We did discuss non-lethal assistance. We discussed ways of trying to enable the Transition National Council to meet a lot of their financial needs and how we could do that through the international community, given the challenges that sanctions pose.
We brought the case in this size because we were challenging company-wide practices that consistently discriminated against women in every one of the regions in which the company does business in this country. That's the first thing. The second thing is that on average, hourly workers are paid, their paid loss in this case is about $1,100 per woman per year. Hardly enough for them to pursue their claims on their own against the largest private employer in the world.
Terrorism is not the subject of today's hearing. We should all agree that it's wrong to blame an entire community for the wrongdoing of a few. Guilt by association is not the American way. And American Muslims are entitled to the same constitutional protections as every other American.
Dude, I just got it on film, bro.
Oh my goodness, he was on fire.
I got that on film.
Oh, isn't that incredible? Video of a small plane crashing in Tampa Bay. They were trying to land. The pilot and one passenger were rescued. And the good news here is their injuries are just minor. The two guys who took that video from a nearby tower near St. Petersburg, Florida, say that this crash was surreal. It happened during the Honda Grand Prix race opening ceremonies yesterday afternoon. Crash is being investigated. Look at that.